The exhibit will display light trucks and automobiles, Jeeps, even a steam pump from the Michigami Historical Museum that dates back to 1900. Our time frame for this is all vehicles that are on display are in original or restored to original condition and date from the earliest one, in this case, 1900, all the way up to 1969. And the last several years, we opened up the time frame for vehicles just to try to get a bigger variety, because the real things really start to change in the 50s and 60s. And it's really been a great event. We've seen it grow and develop over the years. It started in 1990 with 12 vehicles and about 300 people. And last year, we had nearly 60 vehicles and had nearly 800 people come out.
Yeah, my son and I have been out to this a couple of different times. I remember you watching me push him actually in a stroller years ago to show you that. But this really is a great opportunity, not only for the Iron Industry Museum to show off, but for the car owners, too, because there is that natural tie-in with the mining and the iron and the steel and everything that was used to make all these vehicles.
Sure, and which is still obviously done today at the Empire and Tilden mines, producing the iron ore pellets, which get into steel factories. But yes, the display itself, we think it's one of the best in Marquette County. The way the layout, we use the museum property and grounds to what we think is a good idea, starting with the newer vehicles towards our parking lot to the east, and then as we head back towards the museum, we have the older vehicles, and it's sort of like a walk back in time if you start looking at the cars from the 1960s and follow them all the way back to the teens.
You have well over 50 cars again this year, and I'm assuming that they're pretty much from the local area.
They are. We have some folks that have come over from Iron Mountain, Munising Train, you know, the Michigami steam pump again. So, yes, we do have some folks that travel distances for this event, which we appreciate. They do this on their own time. We provide a light lunch to them as a token of our appreciation for coming out. But they're taking time on a Sunday afternoon from noon to 4 o'clock to take pride and display their vehicle at the event.
It's interesting, too, as we get into this rather wacky day and age that we're in right now, and we're starting to lose brands of vehicles. Mercury's on the way out. Pontiac is gone. Things like that. The names that pop up here from years gone by, we've got the Studebaker fire truck from the Marquette Township Fire Department is in here. A 1965 Ambassador. You know, these vehicles from Lines Hudson that are long, long gone. And it's such an interesting tie-in even to today, because we are losing brand names as we go along even now.
You know, that's a good point, Mark, because, you know, people think of an antique car often as a Model A or a Model T. And, right. And these things stretch, you know, now we're looking at into the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And again, a great event for folks to come out on a Sunday afternoon with their family. We will have a food concession as well as soft drinks, ice cream. Live music by the Bluffs Orchestra will be down performing. And really looking at a wonderful afternoon.
You got cars, but you have a lot of trucks. That must also resonate really well with dads, so to speak.
And for me, what's interesting, too, is just to see the difference in the shapes and the styles as you go through the decades, and the scale, obviously, with the muscle cars versus some of the smaller vehicles. So speaking of smaller vehicles, Don Balmer will have his 1958 Midget Motors 3, which is a unique vehicle as well. So.
Well, you know, I'm seeing on here, like, you know, you go to the earliest one that I see as far as a vehicle is concerned is the 1914 Franklin touring car, which in 1914, a vehicle was built for, it wasn't built for comfort, it was built for utility. And then you go to, like, the 1933 Nash Big Six, which is just that. It's amazing. Even in a 20-year span from 1914 to 1933, how things changed dramatically in vehicles.
Sure, you're not only looking at the chassis and the different sizes and shapes, but then color and other things start to come in. And it's, you know, it's neat to see these folks have their cars on display and the variety that we have at the show. So we're looking at, again, a wonderful afternoon for folks to come out.
21st annual.
The hours again.
Real quick.
Sunday from noon until 4 o'clock. Vehicles are asked to arrive around 11:30 so we can help them find their parking space. And new this year, for those that aren't aware of it, we have a direct access road off of US 41. As you're heading west towards Negaunee, it's about an eighth of a mile past the state police post on the left-hand side. So you'll need to get into the left turn, a crossover, and then get into the lane heading to the east, but we're asking folks, if you could please enter off of US 41, but our Forge Road entrance will be open to the public.